You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. I am your caffeinated host, Paul.
Sorry, yes, and this is Rob, and yes, this is Ask Drone You episode number 491. Paul's enthusiastic today, and I appreciate that. I'm enjoying it.
Pew, pew!
It's a lot of fun. And by the way, this is the last show of 2016.
Oh,
that's
my
pretty cool.
Gosh. So let's talk about some stats that we have worked up here at Ask Drone You for 2016.
Oh, wow. Okay. What stats do you have in mind?
In 2015, there were 118,000 people listening to the show. 2016, there are now 600,000. That's a big jump.
It is a big jump, and you guys are awesome.
It really is because of you guys.
Thank you.
It's the reviews, it's the shares, it's just talking about it in other Facebook groups. And guys, what we're doing here is we really are helping shape and mold the industry. It is thanks to you. We could not do it without you. So thank you very much. And no, we're not going to ask you for a donation. So there.
No, definitely
there
not.
There you go, NPR.
All we're going to ask you for
what
is a question, right?
Yes.
AskDroneU.com. Get your question in. That's all we ask.
Or write a review or check out our cool book, Living the Drone Life, on Amazon. Living the Drone Life. But anyway, before we get into today's question, just a quick special note about one of our sponsors who supports the show just like you. And they may even support you if you are a member. Who am I talking about? Videoblocks.com. They have been a sponsor for a long time now, but it's because they provide a great service and people are reacting to it. They like it. What are we talking about? Videoblocks.com is a subscription-based, copyright-free music and video site. So Audioblocks, Videoblocks, they come together. And normally it's $150 for an annual membership for just Videoblocks.
Right.
And normally it's $100 for Audioblocks.
Correct.
But now you can get both for $149 if you go to Videoblocks.com/drone2016. That'll save you $100 and make your life easier. That's videoblocks.com/drone2016.
Check them out.
Definitely. Let's check out that question.
It's a good one.
Hi, my name is Eric Deagle. I'm a Part 107 operator from Yorktown, Virginia. And I have a question regarding the Inspire 1 Pro. I know the Inspire 2 is out and it is an amazing machine. But let's face it, not everybody's got the budget for that. And my train of thought is with the Inspire 2 coming out, the Inspire 1 should be coming down in price. Would you think that's a good idea to invest in an Inspire 1, even though it is an older camera, but it is still far more than capable? Just curious on what your thoughts are on that. Thank you.
Is that your belly? Mm-hmm. Somebody's hungry.
Somebody hungry. He's hungry for work.
Yeah, he is hungry for work. You can tell he's thinking, trying to make sure he optimizes his spending.
I really like that. In fact, I really appreciate that because in the beginning of 2016, everyone was buying S900s and S1000s, and they were going to rule the world with their video services. But DJI has just push. Unique has push. And many times those birds are not even applicable. So
yeah, well, the Inspire kind of revolutionized the industry.
True.
And so it's still a drone that revolutionized the industry a year ago.
That's true.
So it's still a great drone.
And people oftentimes forget what is so revolutionary about that drone. What is the true difference between that drone and a new Phantom 4 Pro? Number one, the Inspire 1 has no obstacle avoidance. So you can get much closer, much lower, better shot.
Interesting to think of obstacle avoidance in sort of a negative sense.
As a pro pilot, yes, absolutely. Now, that being said, I love obstacle avoidance for anyone who's not a pro.
Sure.
It's a great thing. But that being said, when you grow up in an industry that didn't have that, you really learn to be super cognizant of what's going on with the drone and around the drone. So for me, I've kind of like trained myself to be aware of that at all times. The Inspire 1, the main difference is between that and a Phantom 4 Pro, why the Inspire 1 is better is just a few simple reasons. Number one, it can fly more often. Why? Because it can fly in higher winds, thus you can use it more often. Number two, it has articulating landing gear. So when you're moving forward at high rates of speed or you're fighting a tough wind, you're not going to have propellers in your shot. That is still a very real issue on the Phantom IV.
Absolutely.
The Inspire 1 also has upgradable cameras, so you can go to a zoom camera, you can fly the X5, which is a movie-grade cinema camera, or you can just fly the regular X3 if you're doing live streaming. Whatever it is, you've got flexibility.
So you could probably get the Inspire 1 and all three of those cameras for less than what the Inspire 2 is going to cost you.
Let me rephrase that. You could buy the Inspire 1, all three cameras, batteries, a GPC case, all the accessories, and still probably have $1,000 before you even come close to the Inspire 2 price.
Right. Yeah.
Significant difference.
Yeah. So the Inspire 1 is still a great way to go.
I agree 100%. I think it really comes down to, though, what is your use for it? The zoom camera is one of my favorites, just because it does offer so much flexibility. But if you live in the coastal area, keep your drone in a warm area or else you will have fog build up in the lenses on the zoom. That's one thing I saw happen in Puerto Rico.
Oh, interesting.
And none of the other cameras did that, but that camera did.
I wonder if it was a defective camera or if it's something kind of across the board with that camera.
I think it's across the board with that camera. If you notice, the John Lee Dumas photo of his house is super fuzzy.
Yeah, interesting.
So anyway, that being said, I love it if you're doing search and rescue. I love the Inspire 1 if you're doing search and rescue. To go back again, why is the Inspire better than the Phantom? For me, it's cinematic movements and flexibility. Cinematic movements and the fact that I can use the app to actually control the camera independent of the drone. So right. If it's a really windy day, I just move the camera with my finger.
And you can do full 360s.
Full 360s.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Also, because you do have that separate camera, it is fully 360-degree capable. You have the app there. It allows you to get much better shots. So you have a much better competitive advantage than someone who's just flying a Phantom 4 Pro.
Yeah.
But the Phantom 4 Pro has a much better sensor. If you want to combat the sensor issue, then just get the X5 with your Inspire 1 camera.
So really, is that just kind of comparing the stock Inspire 1 Pro to the Phantom 4 Pro? Really, the only thing that you're losing is that camera, but you can get that back with the X5.
Yes, that's absolutely a perfect summary, succinct statement of how that works. I will say this, though. I really love, and you can see that Sony's codec was used in the Phantom 4 Pro. I love the color balance, and I love the color palette that's used on the Phantom 4 Pro. Mm. It requires almost zero editing. I mean, literally zero.
That's music to a lot of people's ears, because editing is a whole nother huge animal that's tough to master.
Well, you still have to edit if you're producing videos.
Sure.
But if you're just doing clips for, you know, construction site monitoring or, you know, simple things, the Phantom 4 Pro gives off such gorgeous color. It's the same type of color that you get out of a stock A7 or A6000 from Sony.
Right.
And I think that's one reason that I love the Sony camera so much, is the color palette. So, anyway, that being said, Inspire 1, to answer his question succinctly, is definitely a great way to go. To make sure that you don't run into competitive advantage issues, make sure you get the X5. But yeah, I think it's a great thing, especially for search and rescue, for people who are operating drones all the time. So if you're a corporate entity, you're building a drone team, the Inspire 1 is definitely the bird you want to get.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, because Eric did not tell us what he would be using it for. So is there anything that he might be using it for that you would change your answer?
Spying on women in the bathroom.
Oh, gosh.
I would not recommend anyone doing that.
I was going to say, there's not a drone for that.
There is not a drone for that. No, I just wanted to make that perfectly
so
clear.
So basically, by answering that way, taking me by surprise, I don't know why I'm surprised anymore. But basically, what you're saying is there really isn't anything that you can think of that he might be using his drone for that would suggest something other than the Inspire 1, like the P4 Pro.
P4 Pro is just the imaging king right now. Just the thing,
and
is
it's still
going
to cost less, probably.
It's going to cost less, but the problem with the Phantom 4 Pro is that you've got so many sensors on it. You can't fly it all the time. It doesn't really handle the wind nearly as well as an Inspire, although I will say the Phantom 4 Pro handles the wind way better than a Phantom 4 and way better than a Phantom 3.
Yeah, because these things that you're mentioning is not to say you don't like it, because you still love the Phantom 4 Pro, as far as what you've been saying.
Right now, I think it's actually my favorite.
Wow, cool.
I'm hesitant to say that, but I grew up on the Phantom. I built a business on a Phantom. Yeah. I mean, literally built a six-figure business with a $1,000 drone.
Paul sleeps with a Phantom. I'm just kidding. He doesn't.
How'd you know that? I'm kidding. Anyway, I like the Phantom because it's flexible. The problem is, and why you can't rely on the Phantom, is because even if it does handle 30 mile an hour winds, you're not going to get the shots that you think you're going to get. You're going to have props going like this in your frame the whole time. Right. You know, no, really. there are limitations, you know, but that's why it's a consumer drone. And that's why the Inspire 1 is a prosumer drone. The last thing that we haven't talked about really is perception, your client's perception, which you do look more professional with an Inspire.
Yeah, there's just no way around that. You roll up with the Inspire and it's intimidating even.
Yeah.
In a good way.
People have called it the Terminator. When I fly sporting events, people are like, what is that?
Yeah.
Is that gonna shoot me?
I love the black versions. Especially,
I don't.
Oh, I do.
I love the look of the black versions.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't. Yeah, I don't know about
practicality anything. Speaking, it's horrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about any of that. I'm just saying it looks cool.
When you live in the desert Southwest, you don't want anything to be black.
True enough.
Especially when you work outdoors. But anyway, on that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. Please make sure to go on Amazon and check out our book, Living the Drone Life, if you want an insider's guide to making money with your drone or just flying for fun and you never want to crash. You can bypass pretty much the first five ways that most people do crash their drones. So check it out. Also, Happy New Year to you guys. Thank you so much, really, for being a part of this show. And we've got so much more coming. If you're a DroneU member, thank you so, so, so much. We really can't say thank you enough. And for everyone who interacts in our group and inspires and motivates each other, it's so awesome to see. I know that 2017 is going to be an amazing year together. It's also going to be an amazing year to build up your drone business. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.